Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. He guides the humble in doing right and teaches his way to the lowly. Please be seated. I don't know what George does when this gospel reading comes up, because how many times have you heard the parable of the Good Samaritan? But if you look in a Bible, you'll never see good or Samaritan as a title to this passage. I preached this 3 years ago, and I remember that I compared the third character, the Samaritan, to and if you were in Afghanistan and you were an American soldier wounded on the side of the road, that might have been a Taliban fighter. And I imagine that today in other parishes or other churches, someone might compare the third character to maybe an illegal immigrant who has come into the country and people have not been treated well, and yet extends mercy. But this day, I noticed something different in the passage. The lawyer asked a question that we really need to think about. The lawyer knew an awful lot about Scripture, but he still wanted to ask Jesus, what is it that I must do? What is it? I've read all this stuff. I've been to all of Father Jenkins' classes, and they're exhausting. And there's so much information in it. But I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. Or I think I'm supposed to do so many things, I don't know which thing to do. Well, I need to remember this. What does the Scripture say? Not what does Father Jenkins say, what does the Scripture say? And of course the lawyer answers the question. But he's keen to know so that he doesn't take the wrong step. Who is my neighbor? Which is really just trying to clarify, what am I supposed to do? We need to ask that question every day. Lord, what is it I am supposed to do? How am I supposed to follow you on this day? One of my teaching professors said that the question you must struggle with every week, or at least every time you preach, is what does the Holy Spirit have to say to these people on this day and in this place? Which is to say, the answer is the sermon is highly contextual. What's happening in the world matters. If what we preach has nothing to do with the world, then clearly what we preach doesn't matter. Every one of us can go through life thinking we're doing the right thing and following the right pattern, or we can get up and ask the very hard question, what am I called to be, change, or do today? The lawyer wanted to know so that he didn't get it wrong. What am I supposed to do? And of course, Jesus is a masterful storyteller. And so he says, you know, he sets the story up. Everybody in Judea knew how the story was going to go. Because when you start a story and you say, well, there are three characters involved, and you go, oh, I know where this is going. Well, the first one was a priest. And in our secular context, in our day to day, that might have been let's say, the governor of the state of Georgia. Right? Very important, got places to go, people to meet with, funds to raise. And so he has places to go and zooms on past. I'm a citizen, mind you. I'm on the side of the road dying. I'm a citizen, but he's got important things to do. He's very far removed from me. The second character, the Levite, also part of the temple system. But in our context, maybe that's a city councilman. And she's got places to go, very important. She don't want to take a wrong turn on the street and also get beaten up, because it's dangerous to stop. It's, I mean, there's the evidence right there on the side of the street. This is a dangerous place to be. The third person was supposed to be the righteous Jew. That's always the answer to that construct in Judaism, in that story. The third person was simply supposed to be the righteous Israelite, the common man who paid attention to God and responded and acted mercifully. In the law of Moses, the teaching is pretty clear that, you know, your neighbor is, or your kin, your fellow Israelites, your people bound together by the covenant of God. It's not supposed to be a Samaritan who's not good. They would have said the bad Samaritan. The apostate, the person who's got the wrong religion and we don't care about them. In fact, we despise them. So Jesus mixes it up. The third person is supposed to be the righteous Israelite, and instead, it's the last person that the righteous Israelite wants to be in contact with. But the point is, of course, that it's the person who showed care, who attended, who didn't walk by, who was willing to pay maybe the ultimate price. So I think that lawyer learned a great deal because he asked the right question. He asked questions in general. Maybe we all need to do that too. Ask ourselves, in this day, in this community of Augusta, or Aiken, let's see it, sorry. In this day, in this community, what is it that I am to do with this gospel? How am I called to show love by being merciful, by liberating, by listening? Whatever the answer may be, it's going to change for every one of us. But as Christians, we need to ask the question and not assume that we know the answer.